So week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic addresses a health issue and explains how we can deal with it naturally. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about a bacteria in the gut that can cause a lot of issues for people, something called Helicobacter pylori, something called H. pylori. And this is a small bacteria. We often see it in the gut. And it's often common and sometimes can be asymptomatic. It can even be considered a normal member of the gut flora. But when your gut balance is off, H. pylori can actually proliferate and can actually lead to things like ulcers and even cancer. So people sometimes aren't even aware that they have H. pylori. Many times the infection occurs in childhood and can actually persist untreated for many years. And it's actually estimated that up to 50% of people have H. pylori in their gut. And sometimes we see in developing countries this number jumps to even higher, up to 70%. So let's talk a little bit about some of the health issues associated with H. pylori. H. pylori can actually cause chronic low-grade inflammation in the digestive where it actually inhabits. So sometimes, you know, patients can get upset stomach, pain, hiccups, or belching. But it can also cause things like peptic ulcer. So the symptoms associated with a peptic ulcer could be things like a dull, sharp, or burning pain, nausea and vomiting, and weight loss. And one of the main things we are concerned about H. pylori because it's capable of causing skin cancer, for example, gastric cancer, and we want to make sure that we can avoid that, obviously. So the long-term consequences of H. pylori, it can cause inflammation, and it can actually cause something called leaky gut issues, where it really disturbs the microbiome in our gut, and that's something that naturopathic doctors will often help with. It can cause skin issues, obesity, and even cause something called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, especially if it goes on long-term. So how do we get H. pylori? It's actually transmitted orally, so sometimes through unwashed utensils, even kissing. Sexual transmission is one way that it can be transmitted. A lot of my patients, I've had patients in the past who were traveling sometimes to, you know, foreign countries, and they either swam or drank contaminated water. So, for example, swimming in lakes or streams, that's one method. And it's actually considered what we call a zoonotic bacteria, so it can be transmitted from animals to humans. So sometimes sheep, goats, cows, and even our pets, cats, for example, can transfer the infection. So it doesn't matter how you actually got it. The main thing is to find out whether you have it or not. So there's different ways that we can test that. Sometimes your family doctor will test it through blood. And in a naturopathic setting, we will test it through something called the urea breath test. And that's something that we do in the lab. The main thing, if it is a positive H. pylori test, it needs to be dealt with, and often I will refer patients back to their medical doctor for an antibiotic treatment. And where a naturopathic doctor can really assist in helping to reduce some of the symptoms associated with the side effects of the antibiotic treatment, and especially afterwards to restore the gut mucosa and help with some of the side effects, which often can be diarrhea, pain, nausea, acid reflux, and sometimes these can persist for an extended period of time. So naturopathically, we can really help the patients to restore their gut microbiome and get them back to feeling better again.
So H. pylori sounds like something you definitely want to get rid of. And if someone wants to talk to you about it and find out if they in fact have it, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
The contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca, but I'll repeat it. Call 905-707-2001. Ask for Dr. Betty. She'll consult with you by phone or in person, and you can organize your health and find out if H. pylori is in fact giving you your digestive problems. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.